friends, she should be as fast as for Amram Rosh Yichiu, so Moshe Rabbein Shinari, so Moshe Mordechai, and Lili Nishmas, Barman Yaakov Shachna, and Nachman Daniel Ben Ari Tzvi. It's based on the Torah of Moreinu Barabenu, Agon Rosh HaYeshiva B'chaim Shmuel Ebedzat Tzal, in Shulchan Aruch, and Choshen Mishpat, and Simil Sama Zayin, Sif Lamed Ches. It says that if somebody sells to his friends a shtar chov, in other words, Reuven sells to Shimon a shtar chov, that Levi owes him $1,000. Now, if when he sold this shtar chov, Shemitah had already passed, we make a taina for the lokeach, for the buyer, that in fact the seller had a prizbul, and therefore the chov, the debt is collectible. And it just got lost. And if the meicher admits that he didn't have a prizbul, if he has no nechassim, he's not believed. If he has no property, he's not believed. And if he has nechassim, he's believed. And the borrower is off the hook. He doesn't have to repay the loan. And then the seller has to pay the buyer with his nechassim. But if he doesn't have nechassim, he's pashut not believed. And we tainer for the lokech, that the moicher, the one who sold him the shtar chov, had a prizbul, and memela, the debt is collectible. And the reason is, because the haidah of the moicher, that he had no prizbul, is haidah's baal din b'mokum shechov la'achirim. It's a haidah of the baal din in a case where he's chov la'achirini, where he's disadvantaging others, and that we don't like. Eino naman, like it says in Ksubis 19a, that a malva that says that it was a shtar amana, Eino naman b'mokum shibud d'Rav Nosson, where it's going to cause a loss to somebody else, that he owes money to somebody else, and by saying that it isn't a real shtar, he's not really owed this money, he's going to disadvantage a third party, so he's not believed. So here also the din is that the hoidah of the moicher, that he didn't have a prizbul, is nothing, because it's makom shechov la'achirim. Ayin b'smasham b'sif katan aleph. The shach in sif katan yud gimel brings the kash of the bach. Why isn't he believed with a migu? The moicher of the shtar chov as a migu, di boi mochel. If he wants, he could just be moichel the debt. That's the rule. The rule is that if someone sells a shtar chov to his friend, he can go back to the loive, the malve who sold the shtar chov, can go back to the loive, and he can pashut be mode that he can pashut be moichel on the chov, and then it's not payable. It's not doesn't have to pay it back the loive. So he could have just been moichel the chov. So let him be believed to say that he doesn't have a prizbul. So that's what the Bach asks. So the Shach asks another Kasha based on what it says in Simen Samach Vov, that Kol Taina Shetoina Moichel Lifsol Es Hashtar, any Taina made by the Moichel to pass a Hashtar like Perua V'chayotze Bezeh, that's like Mechila. V'ein Lecha Mechila Gedola Mizu. So is there a bigger Mechila than this, than saying that he doesn't have a prizbul? So it's like Mechila. So it's like Mechila, he should be believed. So why isn't he believed? We know that Kol Taina Shetoina Moichel Lifsol Es Hashtar, it's K'Mechila Damia. And he's allowed to be Moichel. So this is a Sug Shel Mechila. So the Kasha is, why don't we believe the Moicher? A is a migo, we could have said Michael, and B, this is itself like being Michael. So he makes an ukimta, the shach, that it's talking about mochar b'mamat shloshtam, and their mechila doesn't help. But that's not what it says in the... That's not pashtis, divrei loshan atur v'ashulchan aruch. Pashtis loshanam, we're not talking about mochar b'mamat shloshtam, we're talking about an ishtar. So it appears as follows. The Yireyim has a famous shita in mitzvah Reish Ayin Ches b'yisoid din shmitas ksofim shekol zman shelo shmito imalve chayev haloive lefroa b'yisoid din shmitas ksofim, as long as the malve hasn't been mashmit the chov, as long as the malve has not canceled the loan, the loive has to pay the loan. Elisha haloive yazmin hamalve ledin. Just the loive can subpoena the malve ledin, and he can demand that he should be shomate the chov, that he should cancel the loan, as the Torah requires of him. And the malve is forbidden from demanding the debt. But until the malva is actually mashmit the loan, the loiva has a chiyuv of piron. It's a famous sheet of the Yireyim. Ayin Sham. The Tumim in Simen Samech Zayin Sif Kotn Chof Hei asks, and that it says in the Gemara in Gittin on Amit Zayin Amit Aleph, that Yisoyimim Ketanim don't need a Prusbul, because the Beis Din, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Din of Vim Shel Yisoyimim, were like their father, so they're taken care of, they don't need a Prusbul. Because it's like the debt is owed to the Beis Din. Shaila is in this Gemara, what do Yisomim need a Prusbul at all for? They're not B'nai Mitzvah. And Kod Noichon Nevela saying Bezim Mitzuvim La'afrisho. V'afil ha'misfilei b'yadayim shari b'isr shviyas b'zman hazeh she'enu elam ad-rabbanim. Even allowed to give them an isr rabbanim b'yadayim. They're not B'nai Mitzvah. And if they're doing an isr d'arayis, they're reading Nevela saying Bezim Mitzuvim La'afrisho. But like the sheet of the Rashba, that afilu misfilei biyadayim shari b'isul shviyas b'zman hazeh she'enu elam ad-rabbanim. So since the whole vort of the Yireyim is that the loive is chayiv to pay the debt, just the malve has a mitzvah or an iser not to be toiveya, but until he actually cancels it, it's not cancelled. So this is in the realm of Isser Veheter. This is in the realm of mitzvahs. So that only applies to a gadol, but to a katan, it doesn't apply. And therefore, dal me'ocha, let's take away from here any discussion of mitzvahs, because katanim aren't b'nei mitzvahs. And what are you left with? You're left with the fact that he's owed money by the loive. So why do you need to come on to the fact that Ketanim ain't Srich and Prusbul, because Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Din of Vinshal Yisoyimim, you don't need the Beis Din Bechlal. Because the loiv is chayiv to pay. The loiv is chayiv to pay. Only if he'd be a gadol, then we have he's Musar Lolot Bochovo, and the loiv could be Mazmin into Beis Din. But Ketanim aren't B'nai Mitzvahs. That's the kash of the Tumim. So the Tumim says we're talking about a case where they've already become gedolim. So it's interesting, parenthetically, that the Tumim asks this kasha stama, but it would really depend. In other words, if Shemitah cancels the loan, like the other Rishonim, Ayin Shuvas HaRosh B'Klal Ayin Zayin, Shema Ramban, Shara mishpot b'simet samach zayin tziv kotten aleph. It's not a kasha, because even the choiv of the asayimim is cancelled, even though they're not b'nei michi of mitzvahs. It's only l'shitas hayireim shahachoiv, that the choiv is still extant, just the malvez commanded not to be toiveh the chov, and he has a mitzvah to be mashmit the chov. We have a kasha because a cotton is not a ben mitzvah. So that's the kasha of the tumim. That if the reim is correct, then why does the Gemara have to say that al tzktanim later? We need the basin. We need help of the basin. They're not b'nei mitzvah, so therefore the chov is still there. Another kasha. We know that you're allowed to make a t'nai al menas shelo tishmeteni b'shvis. You're allowed to make a t'nai that this is a debt on condition that shvius is not going to cancel the tanai is kayim. And why is the tanai kayim? Why is it a good tanai? Because Dover Sheben Mamon Tanai kayim, Makkos 3b. But l'shitas hayireim, it's not a davar shebe mamon. It's a davar isur. It's not a davar shebe mamon. So we have a kasha nireim from the Gemara. The Gemara says this is mamonistic, and therefore you can make it tonight. According to the Irayas, it's not mamonistic. It's isurdik. It's mamonist. There's a chov no matter what. It's only al sisi you're not allowed to collect it. Similar to this kasha, ask the Ktzos on the sheet of the Rosh in our Perek in Gittin, who holds that even though Shemitah only cancels the debt at the end, nevertheless immediately the beginning of Shvius, Beis Din doesn't investigate to collect any chov, and the Malva himself shouldn't demand the money back, because there's already a lav of lo yigos of not demanding the money back. Just the malva only has to say mishamed on me, I'm canceling the chov. So the malva doesn't have to say mishamed any if the loiver wants to repay the chov. But already from the beginning of the year, it already starts that there's a lav of lo yigos, and Bezin isn't bodeg ligvos shum chov. That's what it says in the Rosh. Just the Malve doesn't have to say Mishamed any if the Leiva wants to, on his own, repay the debt. And the question is, if that's true, how is it Shayich to make a T'nai? It's not a T'nai, but Davar Shebem Mamon. Ella Milsa di Sura. Already from the beginning of the year, mamonistic, there's still a debt, but it's usur to do lo yigos. So what is he making a tanai? That Shvius is not going to be mishamet, and therefore it's going to be like a regular loan. How can you make it? It says in the Gemara, it's a darvish ben mamon, but according to the Rosh, it's not. It's a milsa d'isura. So those are our kashas. And we can answer the last kasha in Pashtus, that if There's no chov b'sofa. There's also lo yigos b'tchilasa. And therefore, here we're really dealing with mammon, because there's no iser involved, because there's no yigos at the there's no debt at the end of the year. Mel, there's no iser at the beginning of the year. So therefore, it's called davar shebe mammon, because there is no iser involved. So therefore, the whole year there's going to be no lo yigos, and therefore there's not a. It's not considered a milsa di surah. So that's a bepashtus. However, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we are going to go on a different derech, and Mirtz Hashem, we are going to see Nefla'ot G'dalot Mitorat Hashem. So please stay tuned, Bli Neder, and it's going to be Nifla B'Yoyser, and in the meantime, we have some kashas to think about, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Bli Neder, we'll continue next time.